right, here we go from Forgotten America, Michigan, the greatest state there is in the heart of all of it. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber for Thursday, September 12, 2019. Thank you so much for being here. Live from the Lansing Center in the shadow of the state capitol. We're here for the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference. We'll get to that, but here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, there'll be no more talking back to the teacher in California. A state law bars kids from getting suspended for talking back to the teacher. Can you imagine that? Number two, the Supreme Court gives the Trump administration a big win. And number one, Condoleezza Rice, a woman that could be in line to be the national security advisor, doesn't take kindly to the questions given to her by NBC News. It seems NBC News is still in love with the idea of the Russians controlling the outcome of the American elections back in 2016, despite the fact that it's been debunked time and again. They want to lean on this narrative that somehow the Russians and their $250,000 spent on social media impacted the outcome of the election. Now, of course, nobody believes that's true. But it's a narrative they need to go with because it was Russia, Russia, Russia for so long. It's hard to, you know, escape that narrative for the folks at NBC News, including news presenter, I can't call her an anchor, news presenter and Democrat cheerleader Savannah Guthrie. She suggested foolishly to Condoleezza Rice, a woman that could become the national security advisor if she were asked. She could replace a John Bolton in that important role for the president of the United States. But she foolishly suggested that somehow Russia helped elect Donald Trump. And Condoleezza Rice, God bless her for being a class act. She didn't blow up. She didn't go too far. She's maybe too polite, in fact. But here's what she said about that question and how ridiculous it is. It's bite number two. Go.
When you look at the 2016 election and you look at it, how, relatively speaking, it was decided by a handful of votes in a few states, do you think it's possible that the Russia's election interference actually worked? It actually elected Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton?
I don't think there is any evidence of that. And, you know, I really don't think that that's a good conversation to have. Mm. I think that really does devalue the people in Wisconsin and Michigan and others who decided to vote for President Trump. But whether you like this president or not, whether you believe that he should have been president or not, let's give the credit to the Americans who went out and voted for somebody who they thought would bring change. And the question is, are we going to be responsive to some of the messages that were out there? And do you hear me now? People who felt that they were disadvantaged by globalization, the unemployed coal miner in West Virginia, the opioid addicted person in Pennsylvania. Are we going to be responsive to those people? That's really the question we should be asking.
And I agree with that. Not a good conversation to have. It delegitimizes the voters of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, and all the other swing states that ended up in the president's column on November 8, 2016. States that could be back in his column come 2020 if you continue down this road, because you have a bunch of Democrats that will be on the stage tonight in Houston, Texas, 10 in all, including Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren that will face off for the very first time. So it is debate night in America. The Democrats, 10 strong, there on the stage in Houston to decide who is the leader of the pack. It's pretty clear that the media would like to see Elizabeth Warren emerge from this. They don't care for Joe Biden anymore. I think that decision was made about 6 or 7 weeks ago. They don't support. Remember how it was. The media was all about Joe Biden. They were telling the world how great he was and how great his numbers were until he actually entered the race, and then his support has waned. Too many gaffes, too many strange comments, too many connections to actual white supremacists, I suppose. And so Joe Biden has paid a price for his past in Washington, and then he paid a price with the mainstream media, which is by and large an extension of the Democrat Party. So he paid a price for that. So now the favorite seems to be Elizabeth Warren. It is her debate to lose tonight. Elizabeth Warren, when she takes the stage in Houston, it is certainly her debate to lose tonight. But I want to focus a little bit of attention, if you will, on what happened in North Carolina this week in the special election. It was a very important special election for Donald Trump. He flew into Fayetteville on Monday to support the Republican candidate there. And Dan Bishop was the man running for the Republicans. Dan McCready, a very liberal Democrat running for the Democrats. And Bishop was behind by a considerable amount just a couple of weeks ago in a district that the Republicans have held since 1963. Now, the narrative coming out of there is that Bishop was able to hold that seat by a narrow margin. He won by a little over 4,000 votes, a narrow margin. And the Democrats and the media would have you believe that somehow this is a crisis. But the truth of the matter is, what happened when Donald Trump went to Fayetteville is he did something very important. He took a county, Cumberland County, that was a blue county in 2018 and flipped it red. The county flipped red on Tuesday, and that's the difference in the race. And if he can do that, it can make a big difference in 2020. Even CNN was able to admit that if Trump can win these blue counties like he did in North Carolina this week, it's going to be a very tough election for the Democrats in 2020. Bite number three from CNN. Go.
I do. Not just warning signs for Democrat, but I think it paints the path to how the Trump campaign is going to pursue their reelection strategy, because what Donald Trump was able to do by going in at the end, so where he went to go visit, Fayetteville, right, Cumberland mm-hmm. County, that in 18, in November, when Dan McCready was on the ballot, he won that county by 4 points or so. Nope. Last night it flipped Republican. That's where Donald Trump went. So what Donald Trump can do is turbocharge and juice the Republican base vote in rural and exurban areas. And if he can go in and do that and bring those people out in such large numbers, that's his path.
That is his path. If he can flip counties that were blue in 2018, which I believe he clearly can, he just demonstrated it in North Carolina. So this notion that somehow the suburbs are fleeing the president, it didn't play out in Tuesday's special elections. In fact, the Republicans won both special elections Tuesday in North Carolina. And then there's the money game. The money game is so critical in all of this. And CNN's Dana Bash admits the money game right now greatly favoring the president. Greatly favoring the president. It's bite number four. Bite number four. Go.
First in the rural areas. Democrats have shown no signs of being able to break through in those rural areas. What does that tell us going into 2020?
It tells us that the unbelievably huge war chest that the Trump campaign and the RNC have been building while the Democrats fight among themselves is going to be used and already is starting to be used to get every single one of those rural voters out. I mean, the president is the president because people came out to vote in places in the rural areas of North Carolina, of Wisconsin, of Michigan, who hadn't voted in some time. And if they did vote, probably they voted for a Democrat before. The machine that they are building to identify those voters, get them out, is going to be enormous.
Brad Parscale has built a machine. Unlike the machine of 2016, which was very disjointed and disoriented, Brad Parscale, the campaign manager, building a grassroots machine that is well-oiled and well-funded, and it's coming your way, make no mistake, and Brad Parscale knows what he's building. Hey, it's time for you to get healthy and lose weight. If you'd like to do that, MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to be. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. I did it with them a year and a half ago. Loved it. Lost lots of weight. Feel great about it. My blood pressure is great. My resting heart rate is 57. Come join me on the healthy side. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You tell them Steve Gerber sent you. Back after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.